USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In New Zealand, police identifying a suspect now in the terror attack that left 49 people dead and dozens more injured at mosques in Christchurch. Police arresting three armed suspects in one attack, and they have charged Australian Brenton Tarrant, who live-streamed his shooting spree at one of those mosques on a helmet camera. Back here in the States, National Security Advisor John Bolton says,
we're obviously greatly disturbed by this, what seems to be a terror attack, this hate crime in New Zealand. We're very concerned. We're going to cooperate with the New Zealand authorities to the extent we can.
Tarrant being called an extremist right-wing terrorist who wrote a 70-page anti-immigrant manifesto before carrying out the attack. Then you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I was singing in the shower, singing O Solo Mio. O Solo Mio. As I was singing Mio, I sneezed. So I'm drying up, you know, and I sneeze again. And I blow my nose. A whole bunch of stuff comes out. I'm suddenly realizing that I am breathing out of my nose the best I've ever breathed out of my nose in years. I don't think it's a coincidence that all of a sudden now I'm breathing. What has happened in the past year? I'm a talented agent. You know, little by little every day, if I experience it, I'm happy. I'm sure this has to do with the balance of nature. I'm sure it does.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 20% off any first preferred order of Balance of Nature and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
President Trump walked away from that summit with leader Kim Jong-un without making a deal with North Korea. And now a senior North Korean official says the U.S. threw away quite an opportunity. But U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says that Hanoi summit was not a total failure.
I think we made real progress, even in Hanoi, even a place where we didn't reach the final resolution of what we've been asking for all along. We didn't get an agreement for the full and final denuclearization in a verified way.
Pompeo was speaking on Fox and Friends this morning. The Connecticut Supreme Court ruling that a gun maker can be sued over how it marketed the type of rifle used in the Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre. Justice is issuing a 4-3 decision yesterday overturning a lower court ruling that the lawsuit was prohibited. A nasty late winter storm hammering Colorado with snow and hurricane force winds now moving on into the center of the country with heavy rains, flooding, and tornadoes. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Vice President Mike Pence has what some say is a history of anti-LGBT positions, both when he was a congressman and governor of Indiana, and now as VP, which made for some uncomfortable times when Irish Prime Minister Leo Varadkar made a pointed statement about discrimination as he brought his partner to a meeting with Pence yesterday. The Irish PM telling Pence and reporters that he lived in a country where homosexuality had been illegal until 1993, and he says he's glad that has changed.
I stand here, leader of my country, flawed and human, but judged by my political actions and not by my sexual orientation, my skin tone, gender, or religious beliefs.
After the meeting, the Prime Minister did tweet that he and his partner Matt Barrett received a very warm reception at Pence's home, where he and his wife Karen hosted the two for a St. Patrick's Day breakfast at the VP's residence at the Naval Observatory in Washington. And Hallmark is now cutting ties with actress Lori Loughlin. She's appeared on many Hallmark programs and movies. This comes amid the nationwide college cheating scandal as the Full House star is among dozens of parents accused in the bribery scheme to get their kids into elite universities, including USC and UCLA. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.